Good morning, a Friday morning. We are with Melissa Mangini. She is the editor of the Albany Business Review. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
We joked right before we came on that today we're finger painting and commerce hubbing. Start with finger painting.
Sure. Ed Mitson and Fingerpaint have secured an investment from Knox Lane of San Francisco to gear up for an acquisition spree. Fingerpaint is the Albany region's largest marketing firm and will finish 2020 with about 60% growth in revenue, and it projects it'll reach $108 million in revenue next year. Founder Ed Mitson says the partnership with Knox Lane will give Fingerpaint the investment dollars to help grow the business. Mitson said one of the things that attracted him to Knox Lane was the firm's commitment to ensure women are in leadership roles. Mitson and his team will continue operating Fingerpaint and retain control of the business. He says the only noticeable difference will be that the firm will be able to make acquisitions faster. Fingerpaint also plans to create a board of directors for the first time, and Knox Lane is expected to have representatives on it along with Mitson and others. Fingerpaint has acquired three companies over the past 12 years, including one called 1798, which is a healthcare consulting and analytics firm in California. So now Fingerpaint has operations in New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Arizona, and California. And Mitson says the company is about to hire its 400th employee.
And now to commerce hubbing, which has to do with co-founders and leaving their leadership roles.
That's right. Frank Poor and Richard Jones are stepping down from their management roles at Commerce Hub. The news comes following an investment from Insight Partners this month that values Commerce Hub at $1.9 billion. Frank Poor plans to remain on the Commerce Hub board. He's selling half of his shares in the company. He invested $6 million in 2018 and plans to keep his personal equity invested in the company. Richard Jones plans to remain involved with the company as an advisor. Poor said the latest deal, the team at Commerce Hub, and the current strength of e-commerce has the company in a healthy place for the founders to step away from day-to-day operations. Commerce Hub is coming off its best year in company history. Commerce Hub's cloud-based platform allows retailers like Walmart, Best Buy, and QVC to ship products directly from distributors to customers. When an order is placed and shipped from the supplier to the customer, it appears as if it came straight from the retailer. With so much online shopping this year, especially during the holidays because of the pandemic, Commerce Hub has played a key role for many e-commerce operations. Frank Poor said it's enabled companies to sell $27 billion worth of goods in the past 12 months. Poor and Jones started Commerce Hub in 1997. They sold it and left in 2006 before returning under new owners several years later. The company went public in 2016 and then was sold to private equity firms DTCR and Sycamore Partners for $1.1 billion in 2018. So what's next for Frank Poor and Richard Jones? Jones is looking forward to free time to pursue some projects he's been exploring. And Poor said he's been fascinated lately with virtual and extended reality, especially ways it can be leveraged for education or virtual offices. He's looking at a couple of companies in that space with plans to potentially invest and maybe serve on the board of another. In the meantime, Poor has been traveling around in an RV and is on his way to Florida.
She is Melissa Mangini, editor of the Albany Business Review. Joined us on Fridays. Merry Christmas, Melissa. Thank you so much, and we'll catch up with you in the new year.
Merry Christmas to you, too. Thanks.